This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. Apple's new version of its desktop operating system for Mac computers is called Mac OS X Lion. Apple says this latest OS X upgrade has over 200 new features. But one big difference is how the company will sell it. The release is download only. Apple says Lion is coming to its App Store in July. The price is $29.99. Users without the current version, Snow Leopard, will have to pay an extra $30 to download the new release. Last year, Apple had more than $500 million in sales of its desktop operating system. Experts say download-only software is getting more common. Dave Wolf is Vice President for Strategy at Synergy Systems in Washington. His company helps software designers to develop and market products. He says the computer that many people use most is their mobile phone. People who download apps to smartphones have come to expect quick and easy software upgrades. Now, Dave Wolf says, phones are shaping expectations for other computers.
I think this is a case where we're seeing the same consumer demands, say, in a phone market, moving to the desktop, and the same consumer demands moving into work in the enterprise.
Downloadable programs mean fewer trips to stores to buy software. But that can also mean fewer sales for stores that depend on physical products, including most video games. And not everyone has a high-speed internet connection to make downloads quick and easy. But Dave Wolf says the cost savings are a big help to small businesses trying to reach a wide market.
I think it's a boon to small software companies and entrepreneurs who have incredible ideas and want to get them out to market.
He says the internet radio service, Pandora, for example, can offer free music because it has no costs of selling discs in stores. This week, Pandora began selling shares of stock to the public. Next to go may be software stored on individual computers. Many companies are moving to cloud computing. The idea is to save money by storing software on somebody else's servers in large data centers. This way, people can easily access their music library or other applications from any device. This is not the case for users of Apple's iTunes. Now Apple thinks it has a solution, with a cloud computing service called iCloud. And Microsoft has developed Windows Azure. This platform is for business and software developers to use internet-based applications. And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report. You can read and listen to our programs at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Mario Ritter.